would like to acknowledge my co-authors, Michael Kaiser, who's here, as well as Adele Kirk and Annette Snyder. And this is funded by the National Institute for Disability and Rehabilitation Research. And Phil Beatty, who's with NIDR, is with us also. And I'm very appreciative of it. So just a little bit of background in terms of why this, we think this research is important. I think we all know that eliminating health disparities is one of the two overarching goals of Healthy People 2010. Individuals with disabilities have been identified as what's called a priority population in the national reports that are now in their seventh year that are congressionally mandated and produced by the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality. There are an increasing number of individuals in this country with disabilities. But despite kind of our increasing focus on disparities research and an increasing number of people with disabilities in this country, the disparities research has really not come that much to focus on disparities among individuals with disabilities. And finally, individuals with disability are disproportionately minority and a lower socioeconomic status, and those factors themselves also place them at increasing risk of having poor access and health outcomes. A couple definitions that are important. We follow the International Classification of Functioning Disability and Health, or the ICF model, in how we think about disability, which considers function rather than ICD-10-based etiological basis. This is consistent, again, with the work that the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality is using, and it's also very consistent with NIDR's very strong interest on the interface of a person with his or her environment. We also follow Healthy People 2010 and how we think about disparities, looking at disparities and differences in access and use of services that occur by gender, race, or ethnicity, education, or income, and in particular, disability. The purpose of our research is to really focus on what we call two system-level factors, which include health insurance and patient-provider interactions, and three individual-level factors, which include race and ethnicity, socioeconomic status, and disability, and how these relate to healthcare disparities among individuals with and without disabilities. I know I'm in the aging and public health section. This focuses on people between the ages of 18 and 64. Our section increasingly has become interested in issues related to aging, a disability, and even kind of healthy aging over kind of a broader span of the life course, and many of the issues facing this population, particularly the older segment of the working age population, we're now starting to see move into the older population. You can see that in an article from Teresa Seaman that's in the American Journal of Public Health just this last January. So individuals in this age group have a greater unmet health need, and it particularly peaks again in kind of the 40s to 50s age group. And again, we're seeing in this age group in particular increasing rates of disability that are a function both of increases in chronic disease prevalence and disability associated with that prevalence. We have two data sources, the National Health Interview Survey and the Medical Expenditure Panel Survey. Those are both national surveys. MEPS is a subset of the National Health Interview Survey that has extensive information related to medical care utilization and expenditures. For this afternoon, this is actually kind of a piece of our broader study. I want to present some, again, preliminary findings related to three access measures and two utilization measures. And again, we're focusing on race and ethnicity, socioeconomic status, presence of a disability. And this afternoon, I'm focusing specifically on just a summary measure, health insurance. I'm not, for reasons of time, going to take up the quality of the patient-physician relationship, although I'll say I sat in a session yesterday with the disability section where they had done a very interesting session on access and use, and we're talking, one woman reported on focus groups discussions that she'd had with young women with intellectual and developmental disabilities around issues related to gynecological care, and issues that they experienced really around this patient-physician interaction were very important. So I'm not going to talk about that, but that's a very key piece of this. So just in terms of some preliminary findings, I'm going to start out just with some totals and then kind of break those out by our individual characteristics. Individuals with disabilities are about 10 percentage points more likely to have a usual source of care, but they're about twice as likely to experience a delay for any reason in obtaining care, and about three times as likely to experience a delay that's a delay due to a financial issue. They less often use dental services, which is a measure of more appropriate access, and they're obviously twice as likely to use an emergency department, which is suggestive of having poor access to services. When we look at these first by race, we see kind of the same patterns with people with disabilities having being more likely to have a usual source of care, but experiencing greater difficulties in terms of delays and costs. And we see those patterns across participants or individuals, whether they're Black, white, or Hispanic. Again, we see the pattern where dental use is lower and emergency department use is higher. I think it's interesting in this to note that for individuals who are Black, both with and without disabilities, there's a substantially higher rate of emergency department use. So just about 47-48% of individuals with disabilities in this sample had a visit to an emergency department if they were Black. The access measures, both for income and education, which are socioeconomic measures, track quite closely, which you would expect to see, so that as in this slide, as your income increases, your access to a usual source of care increases. So we're basically going from roughly 100% of the poverty level up to 400% plus of the poverty level, with use increasing, again seeing higher rates among people with disabilities. And we see delays due to costs declining with income, which you'd expect. Utilization increases as income increases as it relates to dental care, while the use of the emergency department decreases with increasing income. But I think it's still interesting to note, and I haven't really tracked kind of emergency department care trends, although I know they're trending up generally, but even when you get out to 400, to basically 400% of the poverty threshold, we're seeing on the order of, it's well over 30% of, not quite 30%, even out at that income threshold of people with a disability who've had some use of the emergency department. Education as a second measure of socioeconomic status, we see a usual source of care increase as education increases. The levels here are less than a high school education, high school graduate, up to and including an undergraduate degree, and then basically a college degree plus. So a usual source of care increases, delays decrease as levels of education increase, except for this little blip around graduates and people with disabilities that we'll have to explore, and cost issues decline also. And then dental use increases and emergency use decreases as education goes up. And then the final measure is an insurance measure, and here we're looking at whether people have private insurance. For now, we've combined public insurance. It's both Medicaid and Medicare dollars. In this age group, which is 18 to 64, it's going to be primarily Medicaid, but not all Medicaid, because there will be people in this age group who've contributed to Social Security and become disabled, and after a two-year waiting period, will have access to Medicare. I found that it was interesting here, kind of the difference between people with and without disabilities. You see that for people with disabilities, they're more likely to have a usual source of care if they have public insurance. In contrast, for people without disabilities, the usual source of care is highest for people who have private insurance. And clearly, people who lack insurance are the least likely to have a usual source of care. Delays in seeking care and delays related to cost are particularly, again, acute for people who lack health insurance. Dental use is highest among those with private insurance and lowest among those who are uninsured. Interestingly, again, reflecting on kind of the public program, emergency department use in the slide, both for people with and without disabilities, is actually highest among people who have public insurance again being either Medicaid or Medicare. So, a couple of summary points. Individuals with disability are more likely to have a usual source of care. What we'd like to do next, and it's actually a measure used to kind of track access in the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality Disparities reports, there is some concern that people with disabilities do have a usual source of care, but that usual source of care is much more often an emergency department or an outpatient department of a hospital as opposed to a primary care provider in more of an office-based setting. So we do intend to explore that and think about the implications there. Individuals with disabilities clearly had more issues related to accessing care due to financial reasons. They had poor use of dental care and higher use of the emergency department. These tracked across race, ethnicity, SES, and issues were particularly acute for people who lacked health insurance. Coupled next steps is that these clearly were preliminary findings, descriptive findings. We, of course, will move into the multivariate world and examine these differences by race, ethnicity, SES, and health insurance in a multivariate world. And kind of the second piece of this is this initial analysis compares people with disabilities and people without disabilities. We have a second set of analyses that are going to focus specifically on people with disabilities. And we're going to, again, go back to the ICF kind of conception of disability and look at disabilities across six different areas that relate to the ICF. So disabilities specific to sensory impairments like hearing and vision, relative to cognitive impairments or mental health impairments, or work limitations, those types of things. And we'll see how these same issues related to access and use vary across the type of disability and how they also relate to these other measures of race and ethnicity, SES, and insurance and patient-provider interactions. And one thing that we're particularly interested in, which is also an interest of NIDER, is to see whether people who are so-called doubly disadvantaged, so people who both have a disability and also are of lower socioeconomic status or of a racial or ethnic minority, whether issues around access and use are particularly acute even among people with disabilities. So, quick overview. We hope to be back next year with more findings for you. So thank you very much.